Hey, this is John Gruden of the Las Vegas Raiders. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm fired? I didn't get that email. Oh, you got my emails? Oh, you got all my emails. Knock if I'm fucked. But I bleed black and silver. Wait, I can't say black now? What can I say? Wait, did you guys see my emails about those flaming...
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 12, week 6. Unfortunately, I asked 4 separate people and all 4 people either couldn't make it or canceled the same day as the pod. That's on me for not getting commitments earlier. I know a few of you guys are going to be like, Cobes, you could have asked me. I would have done it. I try my hardest to set people up, and I failed to do that last week. So shout out to Pat and D. I believe you guys carried me. I've had a lot of life stuff going on and lack of sleep, so I do appreciate both of you. But this week, unfortunately, you guys get me. I struck out 4 times, but it is what it is. Oh, 5 weeks officially in the books. We have Mahomes and the Chiefs at 2-3 at the bottom of their own division. We got a Russell Wilson-less Seahawks for a few weeks. Weird. And you have me at 0-5 in this league. It's weird, boys, out here. It's getting a little creepy. I don't like it. I don't know about you. I'm sure you guys like that last part, but probably very surprised with the 2 other things, with Mahomes and the Chiefs being 2-3 and Russell Wilson kind of going down. RIP, JC. But Carson Wentz, baby. He's a dream. He's actually looked pretty good in solid matchup this week. Anyway, since we are a league-friendly pod, let's get into everyone's favorite team. My Eagles get that fat win over the Panthers. Shout out to Dip for taking me up on my $5 bet. For that game, I appreciate you and that $5 meal. I'm going to get at that nice taco casa. Oh, yeah, Noah. You know what I'm talking about. Luis's Colts lose a game in overtime to Lamar and company. Man, Lamar, Mark Andrews, and your boy Marquise Brown freaking picked it up on Monday night in OT. And really, the second half, that was a damn good comeback. Next up, we got JC's Giants. Man, they already look like dog shit. What could make them worse? Oh, yeah, losing their starting quarterback and running back. Nailed it. I will say, JC's OBJ, AK, Tony, looking real nice. Cowboys win 44-20. Dips pack. Didn't want to win the game, but the good thing is neither did the Bengals as the Packers finally win in overtime 25-22. Dustin's Saints pull out a solid win against the Washington football team 33-22. Jameis had his up week. I'm sure he'll have his down week soon, aka probably this week. And he's on a bye. That should say it all. Bert Steelers get a win over the Broncos. I don't know how much Big Ben has left in the tank, but, man, I don't know about you. It is rough watching this offense play. It's bad. It's real bad. All right, we're going to move on to the Week 5 Fantasy Recap. First matchup, we had Keith and myself. I look to overcome the odds sitting at 0-4 as I play Miles Gaskin. And this full scores 31 points. Yes, sir. Then CEH goes down, and I'm like, so you're telling me there's a chance? Now I just have to have Mark Andrews score less than 13 points. I mean, he's only scored more than 13 points once this year. It's possible. I have a chance. Second quarter happens. It's halftime. He's sitting at like 6 points. Mark Andrews goes on to score 41 points. Keith ends up going 4-1 as I drop to 0-5. Fuck my life in two pieces. This is my last fantasy league. I'm just kidding. I'm coming back next year. Damn. Yeah, I can't catch a break. But next up, we got Noah and Vic. This one was an easy win for Noah as Brady puts up 47. Derrick Henry puts up 31. And Mike Evans puts up 29.
Next up, we got Pat play JC. But I'm not sure if JC's team even showed up as Pat wins 170 to 107. Yikes, bro. What are you doing, baby? Deaver Smiles was actually a decent game, but Smiles wide receivers continue to be his downfall. D wins by 24. JT and Burt went head to head, but let's just say Burt was the one given head as he goes deep on JT as JT wins 160 to 112. Dustin versus Dre have a solid outing, but it's Dustin that gives Dre his first L as his team scores 154 points. Last but certainly not least, Louise versus Dip. Dip puts up a solid 128, but that's not even in the same ballpark as Louise. Gets high point this week and gets a victory of 60 points as he scores 188 points. Solid freaking outing, dog. All right, we're moving on to the Puffett in Post, brought to you by the Cope Squizzes Garage Beer Fridge, where we go by one motto and one motto only. I had a beer that one day a dark beer and a light beer can share the same cool temperature of that 38 degree refrigerator. I had a beer. Guys, let's just get into the news. John Gruden makes some comments and puts them in emails. I'm going to give you guys some advice. And Bert, you can listen up. You never put anything in writing that's going to ultimately screw you. Not on video, not in writing. If you ever want to make sure and cover your ass, you put it in writing, but you never put something in writing that's going to screw you, period. Breaking news. This just in. Bert O'Conn goes AWOL as he shreds every document and tube sock he's ever touched in his life. Weird.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch.
All right, first up, we got CEH has been ruled out. Dude's already been put on IR. Also, Tyreek Hill got banged up, and so did Travis Kelce after a hard hit late in the game. Joe Burrow goes to the hospital after the game for a possible throat contusion, which is kind of nuts. I think he'll play this week. JC, man. His Giants took a big one. Saquon Barkley's ankle swelled up just as Vic showed us all in your guillotine gif, which straight gold, Vic, straight gold. Also, Daniel Jones carted off after a helmet-to-helmet hit, end up being concussion. They also, Kenny Golladay also gets hurt. Man, and then Kadarius Toney obviously gets disqualified after throwing that punch to a helmet, which probably is not the smartest choice to make, as one can probably imagine. Arizona Cardinals tight end Max Williams suffers a leg injury. He's definitely going to be out for the rest of the season. Dustin's backup quarterback slash backup tight end Taysom Hill with a concussion. I think Jameis did this on purpose. Dude threw the ball to Taysom, and dude got concussed from a big old hit. Bert's
favorite Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver goes down, a.k.a. Juju. I guess he ain't going to be doing no TikTok dances. He's going to be done for the year. Moving on to Curtis Samuel. Dude was already hurt before the season. Played part of a game last week and then not much of a game this week. So he's probably donezo. I would consider him droppable in all fantasy and whatnot. And so also Justin Fields gets hurt. He should be back this week. And so did Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance may... They have a bye, so he may be back for week 7. But we're going to keep this bad boy moving, and you can hear the thunder roaring.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top 5 most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
All right, JC spends $13 on Sebastian Joseph Day. Not bad for the guy that plays right next to Aaron Donald that takes up the double teams that frees up Joseph Day. Solid pickup. Key is tired of his kicking woes as he gets his Patriots kicker, Nick Foles, for $25. JC wasn't done yet. He spends $47 on Amon St. Brown, the rookie 5th-round draft pick. He goes from one Detroit wide receiver to another. That's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see how this one plays out. Keat believes he found the real Kansas City Chiefs receiving running back as he spends $60 on Jerick McKinnon. I still remember when Noah drafted him a few years ago, like the 2nd round, and he immediately got hurt. Anyways, last but not certainly... not least, Vic has had enough. He goes all in for his backup running back, now starting running back for the New York Giants, Devontae Booker. He spends a whopping $248. Woo! That's half of everyone's starting budgets, or almost at least. But, man, it's impressive, sir. Moving on to trade galore. And you're probably thinking, Cody, there hasn't been a trade. Yet, there has. As my power goes out, Smiley and myself make a trade. I send Antonio Brown for Smiley's Kyle Pitts. Needs some tight end help. He needs some wide receiver help. I think it works out for both of us. Moving on to the everyone's favorite, the power rankings. We're going to talk about the tippy top and everyone's favorite, the bottom feeders. All right, let's get to this quote-unquote shit list. In last place, we got myself. I'm going to change it. Next up, also tied in pretty much the last place, but in 13th place is Birdo. Next, Luis at 12. JC at 11, Dip at 10, JT at 9, Smiley at 8, Vic at 7, and moving on to the current playoff picture, in 6th place we got Dustin Clapiel Cheeks. At 6, at 5 we have everyone's favorite Danish Prince, Pat, the Pinky himself, Noah at 4, Mystery Man, a.k.a. Disappears, D at 3, Key at 2, and sitting pretty at number 1, Dre. But Dre did get his first loss, but it is what it is. Moving on to the guillotine time. Last week we... had the guy come up one knuckle too short as Noah gets the axe. This week, the man came up a hair, many hairs too short as JC's life
recedes just as his hairline did. Shout out to Luis for going winless, to getting some of his money back. Congrats. I'm sure your baby mama will appreciate that back pay. All right, boys, we got week 6 matchups. First up, we got Luis versus Key in the battle of the pastiest of paste. All right, this actually is a pretty solid matchup. I think this is actually going to be one of the closest games of the week. Both guys kind of have terrible RB2s right now with CEH out of the lineup and Luis not having a solid RB2. But for me, I'm going to go with Keat on this one. I think Keat kind of gets it rolling. I do still like Luis's team a good amount. But I think that pasty bastard, Keaton, that straight dominated me last week, gets the win for this one. Next up, we got JT and JC and long hair, don't care, and no hair. I do care. Man, JC starting Carson Wentz. He's already lost a running back, quarterback. This man is struggling real nice. He is officially starting Devin Duvernay and Amon St. Brown. I think I got JT winning big in this one. Sorry, Squiz. Next up, we got Dip and Vic and the guy that carries boxes for a living and the one that carried a box once and threw out his back. Or was it a throw pillow? All right. I actually really do like Vic's team a good amount. He has some history, running back problems. But depending on if Jalen Hurts does well against Tampa Bay, which hopefully he will, I do expect Victor to win this one. I got Victor by a close one. Next up, we got Smiles McGiles versus Dre in the battle of the anorexics. Get these men some food. They look like they've been in the Holocaust. Sorry. You can't say that kind of stuff. Sorry. I really, really like Dre's team. I think Dre's team is probably the best team in the league. So I have Dre winning this by a good 15-20 points. Next up, we got Noah versus Burton, the former Jew versus the former Christian. I have no idea if that's even true, but that's what I got for you. Burdo looking for his first win. His running back's looking hella rough, but his wide receivers are dang solid. I think Noah's team is good. Obviously, Brady, Derrick Henry, and Mike Evans put up 100 points themselves. I don't think they'll do that this week, but I do believe Noah wins this one. Sorry, Bert. You can stay at the bottom with me. All right, next up we got Pat versus D in the one lights up on crypto and the other one disappears like smoke in the how high bowl. Yeah, D's team and Pat's team both currently projected to make the playoffs. I really, really both like both teams. Tony Pollard has been a huge surprise, especially as RB2 in real life. But yeah, he's putting up solid, almost RB1 numbers. So I like both teams, but I'm going to give the edge to my boy, Pat. Sorry, D. I love you. But Pat's team is damn solid. Last but not least, we got Cobes versus Dustin in the average husky white dude bowl. Man, I gotta pick this up. I'm gonna talk into existence for the first time ever, minus when I play Victor. I'm going to choose me. My team needs a win. The only way I'm going to win this week is if Christian McCaffrey plays. I'm going to pick myself and hope for the best. All right, this last part's going to be, I'm sure, a little awkward, but why the fuck not? I'm going to do questions for the host. Who in our chat, in our group me chat, did I cheat off in middle school and high school? This one's going to probably be the longest one because I probably cheated off of 90% of you guys. I can definitely say I cheated off Loeb, which pray for me in that. There's a reason why I failed some classes. I'm just kidding. I never failed. I definitely cheated off Noah, probably in middle school, I believe. Justin Warden, absolutely. Joseph, definitely. Smiley, I'm almost positive I did. Yeah, those would be my guys. So I appreciate all y'all's hard work. Number two, who in our chat probably has a weirdest fetish? Originally when I wrote this question, I was going to be like, oh, Low, but I'm going to not do Low because he may have it, but I think the weirdest one by far is going to be Birdo. I think Birdo has some sort of like creepy, I like to be abused fetish. Yeah, I'm going to go Birdo. I feel like, he wants to be yelled at and talked down to and slapped, and I think he's into that kind of stuff. If not, Bert, you should be. Next up is who in our chat has the worst parent or parents? This one was easy for me. I'm gonna go with Noah. Your dad ruined my childhood, but I'm over it, as you should be, okay? Anyways, moving on. Who had the coolest parent or parents? I'm going to say JC's dad, Mr. Is himself. He was definitely the cool parent, outside of what I thought was a cool parent. I had, or parents, I guess, but I would definitely say Mr. Is, was my number one. Question five is who in our chat parent loved me the most? This one was like a easy layup. I feel like most parents loved me. I don't know why, probably my long hair. The hair flip worked 60% of the time, all the time. But I would definitely say Loeb's. His mom, I'm pretty positive, was obsessed with me. Like, that woman, every time I walked into Loeb's house, that woman had to give me a hug. I honestly thought I was going to be Loeb's dad at one point, but here we are. Next up and last question is who in our chat had the hottest mom? I'm sorry, Dip, but it was always your mom. Dippy's mom has got it going on. Dip, I'm sorry. It's probably the only reason I became friends with you, but I'm very thankful for it. Normally at this part, I think all the co-hosts for being on, but it's just me, fellas. I just want to say thank you for listening. Next week, I've already attempted to have people on that couldn't make it this week. It should be a good and fun surprise. Hopefully that doesn't give it too far away, but yet it should be real fun. If I can, I'll make something happen. But as always, tune in, log in, and hit that subscribe button that doesn't even exist. But fellas, I appreciate it. I'll see you next time. As always, hit it.